What it do, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything Black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy Black peeps dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. My name is Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
I'm Jamie. I go by any pronoun.
I am Tara, and I go by she, her pronouns.
I'm Sam, and I go by she, her pronouns.
Alrighty, and that is the crew, that is this show. This week, this season we're gonna start off with a Black History Month episode.
I know that's right.
Because it's February. I guess we're just gonna start off by giving little, I don't know what to call these, maybe testimonials or like, I don't know, just like buffer questions before we get into like the juice of the episode. But I guess, I don't know, did you guys have any questions or anything that you wanted to ask the group as a whole, like just about being Black or anything? I have a few, but I didn't know if y'all had any.
You can start if you would like. I don't know.
Okay.
So it'll give me a secret to think.
Okay. So I don't know, when I was growing up, I didn't really see a lot of us in the media, but really only if my parents turned something specifically on, or if I was watching, like, I don't know if y'all remember this channel called One. I don't know if that was what it was called. But I don't know, it showed a lot of, like, TV shows back in the 90s and stuff, like, doing reruns and things like that. But I just wanted to know, what was the first time you guys felt like represented in like a form of media, like as a Black person?
I ate up Cheetah Girls because of Raven Simone. She did what she had to do.
Yes. You wanted to be Raven Simone?
Not Simone.
Word-wise. I liked it because like it was very diverse, like two different types of Black girls, Hispanic. Why it was very Disney used to be a lot better in terms of that, I feel. And story plot and meaning, without it being awfully corny. Anyways, I really liked Cheetah Girls, the whole series.
I don't know. I can only really think of like stuff like The Proud Family, where it was like an actual like Black family, like a Black kid and like her friends and stuff. And then what is that show called? I didn't really relate to Zendaya and Shake It Up, because I felt like I don't know, I feel like before I saw her parents on that show, I thought she was biracial. I don't know.
Isn't she?
Well, yeah, but
like, in the show, her.
Yeah, in the show, yeah. I think she had two Black parents. I don't, yeah. But anyways, it was like, I don't know. I think seeing more Black people be in, like, main lead really made me feel, like, a little better. Like, oh, wow. People, like, see us as, like, I don't know, people you want to be friends with and stuff like that, I guess.
I'll probably say the first time. Probably Garnet and Stevie Universe. I always say Garnet, but like when I saw her ass, I was just like, I want to be like her when I grow up. Like,
that's so cute.
The baddest bitch on the block. I was just like, she, Garnet and her little, what I call Amethyst and Pearl, her daughters. No, I feel like those are her sisters, and Steven is like, you know, the kid, like they the aunties. But I don't know. I just always related to Garnet, and especially because she, like, technically is a gay relationship. I was just like, this is blowing my mind right now as, like, a queer nigga. So it was just, like, that was probably me seeing myself. I would say Marceline, but, like, she, growing up, like, I was like, she feels ethnic to me, but, like, she's a vampire and she's like really pale right now. But once I seen it confirmed when I grew, like just through the more episodes that, you know, they shown that, oh, this bitch like is black. Yeah, yeah, I was just like, oh, okay. But I would say Garnet.
For me, I think mine is when Princess and the Frog came out. Just because, like, at that time, like, I was kind of, like, growing up, I was obsessed with, like, princesses. And, like, I kind of had to, when I think about, like, relating to a princess, like, the closest thing that I had was Jasmine. But, like, that's only because her skin was a little darker than the rest of them. But, like, she's not black. So when we actually finally got that, I was, like, really happy to see that. But yeah, too bad. Well, I guess got another one recently, one that's biracial.
And Wish?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was biracial.
She's biracial. Mm.
Okay, so I used to watch the little, okay, there's two things. Okay, so one, I used to watch the Strawberry Shortcake show, and what's her name? I don't think I know right now.
You talking about the orange girl? Orange
Blossom? Yeah, Orange Blossom.
Yes. Orange Blossom, yes. She was like, I wanted to be her. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a little black girl. She's just like me. And, but like, all my stuff was like Strawberry Shortcake down, but like, I was like, for real, Orange Blossom. But like, but yeah, her, and then there was this black girl, Tila Dunn. Okay, so there was a show, the Naked Brothers Band show.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
So I remember when I used to watch that show. Not you laughing. Did you look it up or something?
I did look it up, and then when I realized who it was, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I know. I know, which is very, but low-key, like, she was, like, my representation in that show because, like, everybody else was, like, you know, all these white kids and then the other girl, and then all of a sudden, it's just, like, this little black girl who's a tomboy, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a black, I think she was, like, that was, like, kind of my first time seeing, like, a black girl, like a black kid in like a friend group with non-black people, really, mm-hmm. when I was younger. So that was like cool for me to see as a kid, I guess, especially because I think around the time I watched that, I was starting to go to school in a white neighborhood. So yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I also forgot about this, but when I was really into Issa Rae when I was younger, like the awkward black girl series.
Oh my god,
that was me. I was like, oh, I see myself here.
Oh my gosh, bro.
That's how. Yeah, that was probably another one.
I felt that so bad because I remember watching that in high school, and it was like, I think what I really liked about watching that, I was like, I don't know, it was like, damn, this is like, I'm being read. But also it was like, I don't know, I just like seeing like content from black creators.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to like realize like, wow, it's a lot of like popular, well-known like white people, white teens that are known for doing like this YouTube stuff, but like I don't really know any like black people of like doing the stuff like that, or like know of any that are like as popular. So then when I was like going in, like when I found that and watching that, I was like, dang, that's crazy. Like, and it's like funny too. So it's like, yes, I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Then the other question I had was, what is like y'all favorite pieces of like black media? It could be like books, TV shows, movies, whatever.
I wanted to say thank you to all the black YouTubers out there, because
oh my gosh,
I can't be doing everybody. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I've been all around the world on YouTube, and I was just on my way back. to the Black YouTubers. Like, and this is coming from somebody who has like a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been searching for like other YouTubers that I could like and like binge all their videos and, you know, like enjoy new content, but like it's not, nothing's doing it for me. Like, I cannot find any other creator, and I don't know why that is, but I will say the Black creators, because I can relate to a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh. I always come back to Jay Fox. Who else?
Berlizzi.
Berlizzi. Corey
Kenshin. And Corey Kenshin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing I like seeing about like Black YouTubers or like, I don't know. I feel like seeing people being Black, like being like, you know, unapologetically Black made me feel better about like not having to like code switch all the time, you know, like it made me feel like oh, I can be normal. You're like, I don't really have to worry about what other people think because something then they just racist. But yeah, like the Boondock.
Yes.
I'll say that. That one is.
Mm-hmm. Anything with Shamar Morin?
Shamar Moore.
From Criminal Minds?
Yes. I'm screaming!
Whenever I think about him, I think of that video calling him. No. Huh? Or was it somebody else who called somebody else? I don't know if it was Shamar Moore, but somebody called somebody on live and they thought they was in danger.
That's Jesse Williams.
That's the wrong nigga. Anyway,
screaming. That's so goofy. Not that was a whole nother thing. That is silly, Jay.
But his other videos are funny though, like him by the pool and the shades. Yeah, I don't know what would be going on.
Exactly, he in his own little world for real. I respect it.
I think, like, I don't know, like, shows like My Wife and Kids and, like, how 106 and Park used to be. I don't know if this counts, but I love that we all, like, kind of, like, collectively agree that Simon.
Sorry. That was silly.
I feel like Sonic is very Black. Very Black-coded.
Because he can't swim?
No, because that nigga Black. That's... Not you saying that because he can't swim. What might... white man we got on here?
Well, who?
I said, what white man we got on here? Who replaced JB?
I'm screaming. It was Abby who said it. Abby Ghostwrit.
Screaming.
Abby ghost wrote. Sorry. She just wanted us to acknowledge that Sonic is Black.
I mean, he is. And so is Sonic in general. I don't know. You gonna have Jaleel White play Sonic. That's a Black history right there.
I'm screaming. Oh my god.
I've seen how they got Idris Elba being Knuckles.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer when the second one came out.
The person that plays Sonic and the one that plays Sonic and Sonic Prime is Black.
Oh, is it a new season?
No, in the show, period.
Oh. Wait, what?
The person that plays Sonic in Sonic Prime is Black.
Oh, who?
D-Mac Jr.
Okay. Yeah. Let me Google.
But I was trying to remember what the fuck I knew that name Jaleel White from. That was fucking Steve Urkel.
Yes. Oh. This trivia gonna be fun because what? We already mixed up. Well, I already mixed up two Black men.
Listen. I just couldn't remember. I just couldn't remember where he was from.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know this name, but I don't know where I know it
from. I'm screaming. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I always like music. TV show wise, I think, I don't know, I really like Insecure. That I'm back in my Issa Rae bag, but
oh my gosh, like, I was gonna say, girl, we did it.
Probably that, or what's the movie I really like?
I'm really mad at the cast of Redacted for being Zionist.
Abbott Elementary.
Yeah. I would have said that.
Maybe next lifetime. I mean, Quinta voted ceasefire, so I mean,
yeah.
That's all that fucking matter, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess you can't really recast your whole show.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll recast it.
No, they won't.
But I do wish they could. But I'm like, who else would play them? Or like, are they just, would they introduce like new characters?
Listen, they just gotta get one of them dudes' brother.
And maybe she would just move. Maybe she could just move to another school.
Move to another school.
Mm-hmm. She already not finna date that one nigga. So, you know.
But I'm team, you know what? No comment. But I'm
not anymore. I want her to be on her own and I'm do her. Scared, oh my God.
I need to see some growth from him first. But yeah. Dang. What else? I'm trying to think. Probably Princess and the Frog. Shit. I don't know. That movie, it wasn't the first time I felt represented just because, like, I'm not very femme. Well, I call myself a femme, but I don't think I'm that femme. But I was, when I saw Tiana for the first time, I was just like, this movie is for me. That, and the songs itself, it's a very Black experience. I don't care if she fucking turned into a frog. Like, that's still my fucking movie. I will watch that, like, every year. I don't care. Oh, and then there's this author that I grew up on. Her name was Jacqueline Woodson, I think. Yeah, Jacqueline Woodson. That was probably the first time I, like, seen, like, gay characters, like, that looked like me, like, written in the story. And Jacqueline Woodson, she created a lot of books that were like queer and Black that I really like. So I really like her like imprint in, you know, Black history.
Period.
Mm-hmm. But did anybody else have any other ones?
Wilford High, series.
Oh, the books. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about those.
Man, I remember us like one on a TV show. They never gave us that. Damn. Oh my God. That would have ate though.
Nah, because that really would have ate, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Somebody should have took that book to Nickelodeon, bro. That could have been our House of Anubis.
Or Degrassi.
Right.
For the Blacks.
That would have been the Degrassi. Been
Degrassi. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. What do y'all like about being Black?
Everything.
I like that I don't have to worry about somebody catching me saying nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious.
The food?
Yeah, it's very good. A lot of culture in the food. I also like that we're the blueprint. We started everything. Literally Pangea everything. Started in, well, I don't want to call it Africa, but Africa. Because I know they had another name before, you know, the Europeans came over there.
Mm-hmm.
Akabulan, the mother of mankind. But yeah, I just like that we're the blueprint. We literally almost created everything, especially in music, especially in culture. Mm-hmm. Movies, TV, whatever. But yeah, I just love us. And I don't know. I'm rooting for everybody Black. That, and I like that we have community.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Mm-hmm. And
I see somebody Black, I'm like, I'm going to root for you.
Exactly. Like, if I see somebody else Black in the room, I'm like, we got to be nice to each other. It's, like, it's illegal if we don't, like... Unless you weird, then I don't know.
Right. But I'm not wasting my energy if you tripping.
Yeah, because I know some of them black men are kind of, but.
Well, definitely.
Oh, but yeah, I just love being black. It's cool. Wouldn't wish it another way.
Yeah. I like that we have our own, like, way of saying things in our own lingo. Like, we literally make up all the trends, all the slang. That's all us, for real. Yeah, I don't know. I just like talking, like, realizing that, like, wow, this is really, like, just unique to us. Like, because people really don't be knowing what we, like, we say. Mm-hmm. Like, but, yeah, I think that's cool.
It's like our whole club. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But, I guess we can move on to our next little thingy thing. It's gonna be some black trivia. Yeah. So each of us came up with questions. So to quiz each other on, and I guess we'll have a winner at the end because, you know, being competitive is fun or whatever.
Okay, question.
Yes.
My questions are kind of like open answer. They're not like multiple choice. Is that okay?
That's fine. Mine are multiple choice, though.
Mine are not.
Okay, that's fine.
I couldn't really, I had a hard time finding, like, figuring out, I don't know what to say in the trivia, because I didn't want it to be, like, I don't know, history class. So I just did it, like name something, 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 black, Negro.
So yeah. How many questions does each person have?
Well, I have 4.
I have 10.
Damn, let me borrow some. No, I have, hold on. 1.
Well, I have 5.
You have 5.
Okie dokie. Like, we say our name, like Jay, and then the first person who says it gets the answer first. Or did you want it to be like a type thing, whoever typed the thing first, not the answer first, but like type their name first?
No, I my name, that might be easier.
No, I like the same.
Okay, who wants to start off first then?
Me.
Hit us with your best shot.
All right, question 1. Who played Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Jay. Bruh. James Avery? 2.
Yes.
5! Come on!
See, I would have not known that.
Question 2. What teen movie did Gabrielle Union get her breakthrough role in?
Jamie. Bring It On?
4. Yes.
Yay! I didn't guess. Like, I thought that was it, but I did not think that was going to be right.
Okay. Question 3. What was Beyoncé's first solo album called?
Whoa!
Jay!
Jay.
Damn.
I mean, you're right.
Okay, do you want to count that one, or?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay, I don't know.
I only said that because. All right. Now, I don't like this person. So don't.
Is it Nicki Minaj?
No, I know y'all like to tussle. So just know that. I thought this was a cool fact. It's just the person that did it. I have to give them their flowers, unfortunately. Anyway. What Black American neurosurgeon known for his pioneering work in pediatric surgery became the first person to successfully separate conjoined twins joined at the head?
Jay. Ben Carson.
How the fuck did you know that?
Because right. I always saw his annoying ass name in the news because of the shit he did. And his name is literally imprinted in my brain.
That's insane.
I hate him so bad.
bro. Like, I don't like, I don't know why he tried to run for president. That nigga is dumb. Anyway,
is he really dumb?
I feel like he's dumb in politics. He's dumb in politics. That man stuff, he cool, but politics, no.
You're a brain surgeon, but dumb. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, he was not taking those humanities classes.
Question 5: what TV sitcoms did Tashina Arnold have roles in, major and minor?
Jay.
Martin, The Cosby Show, Everybody Hates Chris, Thea.
Sav.
Five.
Everybody Hates Chris and Martin.
Three. Wrong answer.
Was I missing one?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
So, it was Martin, The Cosby Show, and Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, I forgot she was a little girl on that show, right? Or no?
And the Cosby Show? Older. She was what's-his-face, one of his girlfriends.
I see.
Question 6. What was the first song performed in the musical The Dreamgirls? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Staff. 5.
Cadillac?
4. Oh my God.
That was a straight guess. I haven't seen that movie in years.
Jay!
Jay.
Dreamgirls.
Or
Aaron Ron. Look at you. You really thought you ate.
I never watched Dreamgirls. So
oh, wow.
I just know one song. I know two songs.
Step into the song.
It was Move.
Oh, Move. Right. Later you watch.
Okay, anyway.
Question
7. What is the main character name in the movie Baby Boy? 5, 4,
Jay.
3.
Puck.
Jay? Question mark? Yeah. 5, 4.
Let's start with a J.
3.
Jody.
Start with a J.
Is it Jody?
It's hard saying Joby.
Jody.
It's Jody.
That's what I said.
I know. That's not what you said at first, though.
At first, I said Juvie.
Yeah.
All right, so is it Jody?
Yes, Jody. She didn't even watch that movie, y'all.
I didn't, but I be remembering random shit.
I hate you, Jody.
I remember that scene.
Oh, my God. All right, question 8. What are the twins' name in the Halloween movie Twitches?
5,
4,
girl,
3, 2, 1. Yeah. Who?
Sav.
Go ahead, Sav.
4. Carmen.
3, 2.
Bert.
1. What?
I can't remember.
It's Alex and Cameron.
Damn. Alex was on the tip of my tongue. I swear to God. I haven't watched that movie in so long.
All right, last question. What was the name of the dog that America's first black family raised?
Oh, my God.
Staff.
Staff.
Both.
Yeah,
you damn right.
I got Christmas cards from them.
Damn. All right. Who want to go next? All right. I'll go next. The silence was too long. All right. We're going to start it off with a little rap verse. Who rapped this verse? Question number 1. When I'm in the studio, I go Jason, I go Freddy. Slice you bitches in your bedding. Shoot your mommy.
Tara.
Oh, wait. I'm not done. Shoot your mommy and your daddy at your wedding. A. Doechii. B. Megan Thee Stallion. C. Rico Nasty. D. Lo Millie.
Sav. Doechii.
Yes, you got that correct.
I love me some Doechii.
Deterra, what were you gonna say?
It don't matter.
Okay. All right. Question number two, we're going to go into 90s media. Who played Maxine Shaw in the 1993 show Living Single? A, Kim Fields. B, Trina McGee. C, Tashina Arnold. D, Erica Alexander.
Jamie.
Yes.
C.
Wrong. Tashina Arnold is from Martin. She played Pam. And she was also the mama in Everybody Hates Chris. Yes, Jatera.
Wait, can you read the order again?
A, Kim Fields. B, Trina McGee. C, Tashina Arnold. D, Erica Alexander.
B.
No, sadly, that is wrong. Trina McGee, she was the girlfriend, the old boy, and Boy Meets World.
Oh. I hope. Can I go again?
Anybody else? Can anybody else?
Okay. I didn't hear the question.
Tell her.
Hold on. She's sad to hear the question. Sad to hear the
question. No.
Who played Maxine Shaw in the 1993 show Living Single? A, Kim Fields. B, Trina McGee. C, Tashina Arnold. D, Erica Alexander.
Oh, the first one?
Tara.
A.
Tara.
A.
You said A?
A.
You said A?
The Tara, stop yelling so loud.
I'm saying. I can't even hear what she's saying.
I think it just, every time she yells louder, it cuts off her voice.
No, but it's so funny.
Like, I cannot hear her on the phone, but I can hear her.
So sadly, you guys all got it wrong. Kim Fields, she is another character on the show Living Single, Regine Hunter. Erica Alexander was the correct answer. Let's clap it up for Erica Alexander.
Yay, Erica.
By the way, stream Living Single. So we're going on to the third question.
She don't even look like a fucking Erica. Like, this is making me so mad.
Yeah.
Don't judge a book by its color.
Number three. What famous K-pop writer and producer co-wrote Four Walls by FX? A, Dumb Joints. B, Adrian McKinnon. C, Taylor Parks. D, Tay Jasper.
Jamie. C.
You said C?
Yes.
That is wrong. Taylor Parks. Yes, Sav.
D.
Yes, Tay Jasper is one of the writers on the song Four Walls. There was two answers to this question. Adrian McKinnon and Tay Jasper. They are both black men. Alrighty. So this is two. This is two. This is number four. This is kind of like a Mitch, a majority rules kind of question. So, all right, on to the fourth question. This is majority rules. Which male rapper would you turn off if it was playing in your cousin's car? You can only choose one answer. A, Jay-Z. B, 50 Cent. 3, Drake. 4, J. Cole.
Wait, did you say A, B, 3?
What'd you say?
J. Cole.
Wait a second. What rapper?
You want me to start from the beginning?
Yes, please.
Which male rapper would you turn off if it was playing in your cousin's car? A, Jay-Z. B, 50 Cent. C, Drake. 4, D, J. Cole.
Drake.
J. Cole.
Okay. So Jatera and Sav got a point. This is my last question. Who is the first Black trans woman to produce and star in her own reality series? A. Laverne Cox. B. T.S. Madison. C. Dominique Jackson.
Seth.
Yes.
Laverne.
No.
Tara.
Yes.
C.
That is also wrong. The correct answer was T.S. Madison.
Dang.
Yeah. Y'all should get into T.S. Madison, please. that's it. That's all my questions.
Why is this little girl in my room?
Go get that little girl out of her room, Tashi.
I just turned around and there's a child on my floor.
Out of Jamie's room.
It scared me.
I am.
She scared me. She was just sitting, rocking back and forth.
I should have went and didn't remember, like, what are you talking about? There's no child in here.
I would have been real scared.
I will go next, but I'm not gonna lie. Two of my questions I'm iffy about, so I don't think I'm gonna read them. So that gives me two questions, but they're history questions. So, like, you gotta use your brain. I'm sorry. You got a history major here. So, it's only two questions.
I already didn't like this because I had to use my brain.
I'm so sorry. But I'm also not, because Black History Month, we gotta know our history. Okay. So, my first question. I'm sorry. I just really hope somebody will get this. Okay, my first question. Who is Medgar Evers?
Who?
Oh my god. Who is Medgar Evers?
Oh, baby.
Oh my gosh.
I did not know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we can...
Tara say something.
Oh, okay, Tara.
All right, Effie.
Yes, thank you. Yes. He's one of the ones that was sadly assassinated.
Oh, no, that is so sad. But you know what? I have to use... I really just was like, they gotta be this. It's the only right answer.
My next question is, what year did Juneteenth start?
Oh, fuck. I know this one. Tara.
Oh, Tara.
2022.
What the?
Oh, my God. No. No.
Wait.
I thought you meant as a leap, like a national holiday.
That's why she said, oh my god.
No, when it started.
No. I feel like you should. I just feel like that should have been clarified.
Okay, well, I didn't say when it became a national holiday. I said when it started. I'm sorry.
Jamie, what's your guess?
Yeah, Jamie, you were next. No.
You go down.
1866.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm screaming.
A fiver.
What?
I said a fiver. I got 5 points.
What? I thought that was wrong.
No, it's 1866.
I thought it was 1865.
No, it's 66.
Damn, that's crazy. When I look it up, it says 65.
So it did become a legal, like a national holiday in 2022, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you answered that like you knew it already. So I'm just laughing that you just confirmed.
Wait, it actually became in 2021.
No. Yes. Already passed.
No.
Hold on. Wait. It says 1865 when I look it up.
I just feel like we should just take this question out.
No, it's...
Nope, it says 1865.
Yeah, that's when they were freed, but they didn't start celebrating it until the year after.
You just said that.
Yeah, so 66.
No, you didn't say when it was first celebrated.
When it started.
It's celebrated on 1866 because they're celebrating the anniversary of them being free. So it would start in 1866.
Oh my God. But
no, it says the day became known as Juneteenth. The day that they finally got freed would be considered Juneteenth, not the first day they celebrated it.
Yeah.
Well, we can take the question out.
You see,
I feel like nobody will be able to get the question because y'all will nitpick it. So no, we can take it out.
I just feel like you should have been a little bit specific.
And the question should be right.
I did say the question. Listen, there was the answer to my question that I had written down was June 19, 1866.
But you didn't say the first day it was celebrated. You just said, when was
the year?
It is celebrated on the anniversary. I'm done talking about it. It's 1866, but whatever.
That's when it was celebrated, but she didn't say when it was celebrated.
Well, listen, now y'all know what year it was. Y'all didn't know prior, so
you didn't know prior either.
I did. I had to say 1970.
Damn, what happened in 1972?
It's the celebration of the free slaves. So 1970 is too late.
Oh my God.
No, because as soon as you said 2022, I knew what you meant, but I was like, that's not. Okay, you got another one, Sam, or is it Jamie's turn?
It's Jamie's turn.
I'm
sorry. It's just
okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this first question, it's gonna be like a kind of like a speed thing. Not really. It's just whoever says their name first has to do it. But, okay. Just listen to the whole question before we name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, name 4 Black cartoon characters, and they all have to be from different TV shows.
Jay.
Oh my Jesus.
Okay. Go. Libby, Jimmy Neutron, Garnet, Stevie Universe, Craig the Creek.
Whoa.
Hold on. Oh my God, who the last one? Who else?
5.
Oh, what's the name?
2.
Cleveland Brown, Family Guy.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
I didn't mean to pick him. I was going to pick number 5. I forgot, though.
You could have said Jake the Dog.
Penny Proud. Penny Proud. Literally. Like, that's crazy. Okay.
Did I get it?
Yes, you got that.
Her.
Okay. The next question is similar format, okay? Name 3 inventions of George Washington Carver. Never mind. I'm not counting. Whoever says their name first has to do it. Oh, nobody. Read it.
What? Oh. What happened, Mr. Nerd?
Nuh-uh. This is not stuff I learned in college. This is stuff I learned in elementary school. Like,
yeah, my brain is gone. It's gone.
Because something.
Other than peanut butter, of course.
Really. Yeah, I was about to say, didn't he do the peanut butter?
Yeah.
I don't even think he actually invented peanut butter.
Well, kind of, yes. But yeah, he invented like other things. Like he was an inventor. He made what were some things he invented?
You don't know?
I'm looking at the thing. Okay, so like flour, shaving cream. He had like a lot of synthetic discoveries, so like adhesives, I saw cooking oil, printer ink, I saw bleach.
Come on, printer ink.
I know that man was rich.
Bleach. Shoe polish. His family
living good, hopefully.
Soil conditioner. What else? Oh, meat tenderizer. That's crazy. Instant coffee.
This man was an IKEA. Like, what? This list is crazy.
Yes, he has quite the yeah, he created a lot of things with like other ingredients, like, you know, because like peanuts were like one of the things, but it was like an umbrella for like a whole bunch of other stuff, and a lot of like recipes with sweet potatoes, I guess, as well. Sweet potatoes and soybeans. Yeah. And cool. Moving on. That was a next. Oh, I hope you guys get this one, because this is a really good movie. Okay, so in what children's movie did Ziggy Marley voice act in? In what children's movie did Ziggy Marley, Bob Marley's child, voice act in? No. Any other guesses?
Staff.
Yes.
Hotel for Dogs?
No.
Oh, Tara!
Yes.
Shark Tale!
Yes!
Oh, girl. I knew it was
animal. Yes!
It was one of the jellyfish.
Yes!
Yes!
That's wrong.
I had a brain blast, literally. I'm like, so, like,
I'm so glad you got that, because yeah, that was my favorite like character in that whole movie, the jellyfish. They were so funny.
They were funny.
Yeah, my favorite character was the shark.
Oh, Lenny.
That big shark, yes. He
stopped. Yeah. I literally had that shrimp monologue memorized.
I'm
screaming. No, Lola, I'm not a loser. I'm a weener.
Okay, I hope Sav gets this one at least, because a history nerd. Okay, who was the first Black poet?
Oh, wait, I think I actually might like this.
Jay, I feel like this is wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong. I'm not going to say it.
What? Why are you not going to say Sav. It? Say your guess.
Sav.
Yes.
Oh my god, I can't remember her last name. Is it like...
If you get the first name, I'll give it to you, because this is looking rough.
Is it like Phyllis Whitney?
Yes! Close, very close. Yes, Phyllis Wheatley.
Oh my god. Nice. Wheatley.
Good job.
I really thought it was Whitney.
Is
okay.
Some of her notable works are called Poems on Various Subjects and Religious and Moral. But yeah, that was the first Black poet. Black woman. We love to see it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the last question?
Bonus round.
Oh.
Who voiced Granddad in the Boondock?
Yeah.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did she?
No.
She didn't say it, did she?
No.
Just yelling. Do you not remember his name?
Rest in peace, that man.
Oh, Witherspoon! Fuck! John Witherspoon!
Okay, Uppa just gives that signature.
I mean, she got it right.
I know, but I was counting down, but...
I thought you got rid of...
I did. I was just joking.
Yeah. And I knew, I'm like, I know this. And then when I was to go answer, I could, I'm like, Daddy for Friday.
I'm gonna be a mighty king. So everyone beware.
And then I almost said his character name. I don't know if y'all heard me say Robert Freak.
Okay, yay! So you all got one. I'm glad.
Yay! Okay.
Good job. Hey, I got two.
Oh yeah, you got two. Yeah. Oh, you already had points.
The point so far, 5 is a tie between me and Steph.
Oh, yippee.
And honorable mentions to Jamie because
you made it on the board.
Yay.
Yes. Congratulations.
Oh, and
Jatera got 4 points. Congratulations. What you mean? Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Did you want to do a tiebreaker? Or are you cool with being runner-up?
We should do a tiebreaker.
What you mean, runner-up, if it's a tie?
Jatera.
The first runner-up.
Jatera. Come up with a tiebreaker question. Oh, this is going to be so fun.
All right. Shelton Jackson Lee is the real name of what African-American producer?
Jay. Dr. Dre.
No.
I don't know. I just
Jordan Peele.
Who?
Can you say the first part of the name?
You said Jordan Peele.
I was just joking.
I'm trying to think. You said
Shelton Jackson Lee.
Jay.
Oh, Sav.
Jay. No.
Sav. Spike Lee?
Sav. Yes.
Girl, I thought you were saying music producer.
She just said producer. They both produce it.
So what did you say? Director?
She just said producer.
Bruh, he's a director.
He's a producer.
Spike Lee is a director. American film director.
You know you can be a director and a producer.
But he is known for directing. I'm not saying he's a producer.
He is a producer.
But I'm saying he is known for directing. I wouldn't ask a question. Shelton
Jackson. Jackson Lee is an American film director, producer, screenwriter. And
but I thought you meant music producer. You heard me say Dr. Dre and you said no.
But you still didn't
and
know
you didn't his explain. Name. But I could have thought I could have said his name if I knew it was director.
So
music producer.
What do you think Dr. Dre name is, Jay? Shelton.
I don't know.
Andre.
Dr. Dre. Shelton. His name's not Dr. Dre. You know his name's not Dr. Dre.
If his name is Dr. Dre, do you think his first name has Dre in it?
Girl, I was going to sound very derogatory.
Anyways, hold that runner-up spot.
Ice Cube, fucking original name, don't got a stage name in it. I don't understand.
I mean, Ice Cube. It's clearly
O'Shea Jackson.
I know, but Ice Cube is clearly like not a it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
But I said Shelton Jackson Lee.
I thought you were talking about music producers.
Ay.
That doesn't even matter though. Like you would have got it right.
It does matter.
No, I would not.
Because
if I knew it was director, I wouldn't have got it wrong.
But he's not just a director.
Sav, you can get that win.
Jalen, he's not just a film director.
No, but you're not getting what I'm saying. I wasn't even thinking about a producer, like in a TV show, I was thinking about music producers.
I didn't say music producer. I just heard when I hear producer, that's what I think. That's not her fault. And I'm just saying that was the problem I had.
Y'all keep saying like I would have got it wrong either way. Like, no, I wouldn't have.
I didn't say you would have got it wrong either way. I just said that. Sab!
Well, you said y'all at first. You got to direct
Congratulations,
it.
Congratulations, Sab. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your win.
Somebody congratulate me for getting last place.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Tara. I appreciate it.
All right. That is the end of our trivia segment.
That was very black.
Yes.
I feel like when you go to the cookout and they be playing spades and then they start arguing.
Yeah.
That's what it feel like. Mm-hmm. Feel very at home.
Please.
Black people too competitive for their own damn good.
Man, exactly.
Man, no, because why was we at bowling night and we was getting down like that? Like,
I don't want to talk about that.
Damn. Sounds like somebody lost.
Jalen.
Yes.
Don't push me.
I thought you was going to tell me you suck something.
I feel like this would have been the moment where it was like, you know, if we was in a dorm, she would have came to your room. You would have just saw her at the foot of your bed.
But that's the end of our little trivia segment. Savvy's the wiener. Wiener!
I feel like this doesn't count because she is in school for history.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It don't matter.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Yeah, happy Black History Month. Did y'all want to do recommendations or just end it off?
I love your recommendation.
Okay. Whoever wanna start.
I'm gonna start.
Oh yeah, we're moving on to the recommendation segment of the show.
I think they got that.
What'd you say, nigga?
Nothing.
Watch that.
Hey.
Watch that beautiful mouth of yours.
Hey.
See, look, I made it nice.
And it's so good.
I just heard a het be a little.
Oh, she called us homos.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's okay though. You. Mm-hmm.
Why would you just lie like that?
I'm going to recommend this Black artist that I just found on Twitter. Her name is Rachel. I don't want to say her last name because I don't want to say it wrong.
I mean, just try it out.
I don't want to. Let me type it into Google and see what they say. I don't want to because what if they say it wrong? It's Rachel and then it's Chinourir.
Chinourir?
Chinourir?
But I don't know if this website is credible. But I do want to get into her, though.
But, yeah. I'm just recommending her in general because I saw a few other songs that she had on Twitter and, like, the videos. I like it. And it's indie pop. And she's Black. And I love that. So, indie pop. I think she called it indie pop. Yes. She said she's in her indie pop rock era right now. Yeah. Her. And she's really pretty. And she's really pretty.
Damn, you gay.
Sorry.
I had to support that one.
I'm about to go back to Tara.
What?
Goofy. Oh my gosh, they call her Chi Chi. That's so cute.
That is cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, she's my crush for real.
My recommendation, honestly, I'm not recommending this because I read it and think that it was great. I haven't read it yet, but it's by a Black person, and it's a book called The Kingmaker or Kingmaker, Kingsmaker. I think it's The Kingmaker. And I'm reading it, and our little book club, and y'all should read it with us.
Y'all got a book club still?
Yeah.
That's good.
We trying to start it back up again.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that for y'all. When y'all do a manga, let me know.
I'm scared,
man. I'm weak.
The niggas really don't read real books.
Did I ever recommend Bottoms?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Bottoms. Watch Bottoms. It got Ayo Edebiri in it, and I love her.
Ayo, so. You know that's not how you say her name.
How you say it?
Ayo.
Ayo Edebiri.
Ayo Edebiri. It's my accent. I'm sorry.
No, because why did you change your voice?
I said Ayo.
The holla.
But yeah, you should watch Bottoms. She does a very good job in there. Also learned recently, I mean, she looks it, but learned recently she's queer. So I was like, I see you. We see each other.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
We won.
What, did she come out on SNL? Is that what that was?
No, I just read an article.
Yeah, Jay.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
You remind me of her.
You remind me. Let me stop. Thank you. That's a great compliment.
Mm-hmm.
What? You talking about the SNL skit where
it's like, I'm bisexual.
Oh. You possessed me to come out.
Yeah, is that when my mom will find out you made me tell her?
I didn't watch all her skits yet, so I gotta look and see.
Girl, that shit was so goofy. Oh my god.
Because I'm scared.
What's
I don't know. When I look at stuff of people that I like, I'm like, this could either go two ways. Either I really like it and I get in an obsessive phase, or like, no, that's it. That's the only way. That's really it.
You're goofy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, watch Bottoms.
My recommendation is Doechii, ironically. I feel like she's a really good rapper and she's getting more popular. And I feel like we need more dark skin girlies in the game.
Exactly. You said a specific song by her or just Doechii?
I said Doechii, but honestly, let me look through my music, because...
Oh, Spooky Coochie.
I love that song.
That's a good one.
Ooh, she was a feature on this song, but she was on a song with Isaiah Rashad. It is so good. It's called What You Said.
What You Said. I think I have that song, actually. Let me see.
Or Universal Swamp Anthem. That is also...
Yeah, I do have that song. I love that song.
Like, she be doing what has to be done.
All right. Well, that is the end of our episode. I did a little roulette thing to see who would go first. And it was Jamie first. So the next episode will be topics episode. So that will be on the way. I want to try to post episodes more frequently, but yeah, I don't know. It's like I want to put pressure on myself, but also like I want this to still be fun, so I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. Uh-huh. But anyway, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ITMFMPod. Again, that is ITMFMPod. And yeah. And anything else you guys wanted to say?
Happy Black History Month if you're Black. And
happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
at least once a day, say, is it because I'm black?
Exactly. And make sure it's to a white person.
It would make them the most uncomfortable. I think I do say that once a day at least.
Especially to your boss.
Oh, trust. I'm making my manager. He brand new too.
Get him. But yeah, everybody say bye.
Bye. I'ma say this and I'ma leave it the fuck alone. One thing about it, the two things for sure, baby, you can never make me hate my blackness. Ever. Ever in a million years, you can never make me hate my goddamn blackness. I love the fact that I have a big nose. I love the fact that I have big lips. I love the fact that I can feel music through my feet and make music with my feet. I love the fact that I have rhythm. I love the fact that I have melanated skin. I love it. Happy Black History Month.